Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in. The next 10 minutes are inspired by preschools and toilet paper. I hope you enjoy it. Welcome to the engine. So one of the funniest things about this entire horrendous situation we find ourselves in, and again, there aren't many funny things, but one of the funniest things has to be the toilet paper fiasco. That everybody's buying toilet paper. They think toilet papers and tissues and whatnot are going to sell out, so they're buying like truckloads of this toilet paper. Now, the origins of this were, of course, social media. So there was a post circulating saying that I think 70 to 80% of toilet paper was made in China. And as production of that stopped in China and then importing from China stopped, toilet paper was going to be scarce and all of a sudden we weren't going to have any. This is overwhelmingly not true. The vast majority of toilet paper comes from the United States. In fact, we're a massive toilet paper exporter. Same with Kleenexes. So if you need to blow your nose, you need to use toilet paper, that's coming from the US most likely. You can check all of your toilet paper. Odds are you'll never find a roll of toilet paper or a package that says made in Japan. That's just the way it goes. But people don't necessarily know this. And once something gets going, again, once that ball's rolling with an idea on social media, it's almost impossible to stop. So people started freaking out and of course buying toilet paper. It's a funny thing to see. It's like, what are you going to do with all that? I constantly make jokes about, like, are you having nachos every single night for lunch, like, or dinner? What are you doing with the toilet paper? But it's really just people trying to stock up because they think there's going to be a scarcity of this very important resource in their life. And this shouldn't be that surprising to us. It's surprising because we've never thought about toilet paper this way. That's the issue. We've never conceptualized toilet paper as this, you know, fine resource or valuable resource that could be scarce at some point. So we look at it and kind of think, gosh, that's a really weird thing that people are doing. But we see people do this all the time with things that are much more normal. Okay, one of those things is preschool. Preschool is this incredible event that happens when you're a young parent or, you know, older parent, but you have a young kid, whatever it is, you have this kid and you value them so much. They're everything to you and you want them to get the best start because overwhelming research shows that it's the beginning stage of education that are the most important stages of education. So if you get a good start in preschool, you get a good start in elementary school, you're going to hammer it in high school. It's why it's very hard to change somebody who's 14, 15, 16. If they've had a bad foundation, they're going to be difficult to swing later in life as far as an education goes. It's not impossible, it's just harder. So people care very much about preschool. What happens then is always, okay, well, if preschool is important, what's the best preschool? And if that's the best preschool, what do I have to do to become the best applicant? So all of a sudden you see people calling in favors. You see people waiting in line at like 4 a.m. to register for preschool. You see people going on these massive tours and making donations and all these different things because they want their kid to have access to the best options, to the best resources. And we see people do crazy things to this end, but again, we chalk it up to, okay, everybody understands that because it's just preschool. I very rarely hear anyone criticize a parent for doing something crazy when it comes to getting the kid a good education. And again, I'm in academic admissions. I've seen some crazy things, but very rarely do people get criticized, even when parents write entrance essays for students, which is, I don't think, an uncommon thing. Very rarely do parents get openly criticized. It's kind of like, well, look, his essay wasn't very good, need to be better, whatever. It's the same thing with the toilet paper. It's the same thing. We would just never expect it from toilet paper. And I think that this situation we're in is going to bring to light those people that really care about getting good resources for their kids. it's going to bring it to light in funny ways, but it's really going to show you who you're dealing with. And we're going to see it because the actions that you have to take now to take advantage of getting the best resources, getting the best options, these are different actions than what we did before. The toilet paper is a very simple action, right? You just have to stock up more of it. And you look funny because your carts are stacked full, but that's not that big of a deal. You're already going to the store to buy stuff. But there's one other one that I've noticed popping up that's very interesting to me. People are starting, first off, people don't want to go to stores, understandable reasons. And they're starting to order food off, say, Instacart or, you know, Safeway Pickup or something like that. Whatever services there are for food and grocery delivery. Again, not a crazy thing. But everyone starts doing this. Amazon Prime is, or Amazon Fresh is all of a sudden just swamped. You can't get a delivery time at all. And so what people are starting to do is set alarms for midnight or 1 a.m. when the appointments open back up to get the most favorable appointment, or just to get an appointment, a delivery appointment at all. And it's going to change the way that people get the best resources. The pressure on this delivery system is changing it. And again, you see people start staying up till 2 a.m. to get the best stuff, and you start realizing, oh, this is a person who deeply cares about getting the best option and the best resources for their kids. Now again, the action seems crazy. You're not gonna stay up till 12 or 1 a.m. to do grocery shopping. You're just gonna go to the store the next day and get those groceries, right? Or you just wait till they get delivered. Eventually you'll get delivery and maybe you won't have all the options, but whatever, it doesn't matter. You're gonna get your groceries. So again, the action seems a little out there, but it's not. It's the exact same as preschool. It's the exact same as the toilet paper. It's the deep down drive that people have to take care of their family, to ensure their family gets the best resources, to ensure their family has the best options. The reason these behaviors seem odd to us at this point is because they're so new. If you told anyone, you know, if you told me a month ago that my wife and I would be staying up till midnight or 1 a.m. to get the best grocery slots or setting alarms, I would tell you, like, there's no way. There's nothing that could really make us do that. That seems silly. But here we are. The issue that I think we're running into is not the funny actions that are emerging. It's people's lack of compassion with these actions. It's easy to make fun of somebody buying too much toilet paper, and I see that a lot. And yeah, it's really tempting. It's like, what the hell are you doing? Because it's such a simple one, right? There's no lack of toilet paper. There's no shortage anywhere. But people's response to seeing somebody with a bunch of toilet paper, that's a problem. Because again, it's easy to laugh at them, but it's misunderstanding at its core what's driving these people. The grocery thing is another one. People criticize those who stay up late to get the perfect delivery spot. Right? You can just go to the store. What are the odds of getting sick? Go to the store. Just wash your hands or wear gloves or have hand sanitizer, whatever. The criticism of those actions is coming out. But again, it's missing the point. Nobody criticizes kids or parents for helping their kids get into the best preschool. But these things are the exact same as the preschool. They are. People are scared right now. They're concerned. They want the best for their family. They want the best resources. They want the best options. And it's all this is. It's all this is. These aren't stupid people. These aren't mean people. They're not malicious people. They're not idiots. They're concerned and they want the same thing that the concerned parent with the preschool wants. They want good resources. And I think as a community, we need to take a step back from being so quick to criticize people when they do these things. We need to take a step back from feeling like, oh my gosh, look at this idiot with the toilet paper, or look at this idiot with bloodshot eyes because she was up at 2 a.m. shopping. We need to take a step back from there and show them the same compassion and understanding that we have for young parents trying to get their kids into a good school. They just want the best. And there are going to be a lot more funny behaviors that come to the forefront before this is over. The toilet paper and the 2 a.m. shopping, that's just the tip of the iceberg. We don't know how this is going to dramatically change our economy and our community once we move forward, once we're out of our houses. We don't know if the 2 a.m. shopping is going to become a standard thing. It very well may be. Physical grocery stores may really dwindle. I don't think we're that far off of having a grocery store that's pickup only. That's literally like they will deliver it to you or they will bring it out to your car, but you can't even go in. I don't think we're that far away. And again, no matter what you think the future will look like, at least acknowledge that right now, today, people may be doing things that seem silly to you or so far off of what's normal. But if we are going to get through this as a community, as a society, we're going to have to reserve judgment on people for the toilet paper, for the 2 a.m. shopping, and for the other things that emerge as the best or most, you know, opportunistic behaviors, because people are really just concerned. People want the best for their family. I'm not saying it excuses bad things, but these are far from bad things. And hearing criticism or judgment from community members or family members or friends is not going to help anyone. So just think about that in the next weeks as people continue to do more and more seemingly irrational or silly things. Just remember, people are concerned about their families. People are trying to get the best for them and theirs, and that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. And frankly, we all should be worried about that. And on that note, thanks for listening. Go out and crush it.